Hamilton County is facing a federal lawsuit over the sexual acts of an employee who worked in its morgue.
Now, you expect that the bodies of murder victims entrusted to the coroner's office for autopsy would be safe and protected.
But there's a former employee who's in jail right now for sexually abusing corpses. And now, years later, the families of the victims want relief. We have exclusive video to show you given to us by the victim's lawyer, who claims the county ignored numerous warning signs. And we want to warn you, some of it is quite graphic.
It's like a zombie. You just don't have no feeling, just don't know what to do.
James Appling is talking about his murdered daughter. But what made him feel that way is what happened to her and at least two other women after they were killed.
I do remember going in the freezer, pulling in one of the rooms in the back.
Okay. What happened?
I had sex with her.
Kenneth Douglas admitted to sexually assaulting Appling's daughter Charlene, Angel Hicks, and Karen Range during his time at the morgue in the 80s.
I'll just get on top of them and pull my pants down.
These crimes did not come to light until years later. It was not until 2008 that DNA from the victims was linked to Kenneth Douglas. He was indicted, pleaded guilty, and was sentenced to 3 years in prison. But even then, Hamilton County had a hard time explaining it.
No one could have imagined this.
Douglas's wife claims she called the morgue supervisor about her husband smelling like alcohol and...
And I told him, I said, we're down to one car. More often than not, I'm dropping Kenny off and I'm picking him up. And I'm taking him home. He gets undressed and he reeks up.
Appling's attorney put it in terms that we can use on TV.
Her husband was also coming home from work, as she put it, smelling like sex.
Douglas's wife claims the morgue supervisor told her to stop calling.
Bertie said, Pat, whatever happens on county property and county time is county business.
Douglas says he committed these crimes because he was under the influence of drugs and alcohol on the job.
If I wasn't drinking, I hadn't had anything to drink when I went to work, it wouldn't happen. Or I would do crack and go in, and I would drink and go in.
And even he isn't sure how many corpses he abused.
But it could be as many as 20.
It could be 100.
One of the family's attorneys, Al Gerhardstein, says that the county ignored the warning signs.
The county had plenty of notice that Douglas was coming to work and was present at work while he was under the influence of alcohol. Turns out he was also taking drugs. And he told us in deposition, I wouldn't have done any of this if it hadn't been for the alcohol and drugs. So had he been stopped, these women would not have been abused.
The families of the three victims are suing Hamilton County because their loved ones' bodies were in the custody of the morgue.
This is a time when you really do expect that the county will hold your loved one safely. And here, this additional abuse happened on the county's watch by a county employee. And that's just terrible.
It wasn't only corpses. A morgue employee who worked with Douglas testified that he would bring live women in at night and have sex with them. This is the fourth time the county has been sued for failing to protect bodies in the morgue. The county could have another multi-million dollar lawsuit on its hands. We reached out to the county for comment and they sent us a statement that says Hamilton County, like any other employer, is not and should not be responsible for the criminal acts of an employee. The taxpayers should not have to pay any money for the acts committed by criminals.
Some of this was pretty difficult to listen to.
Really sobering. Yeah,
it is.